It was late afternoon and the children were playing outside. Suddenly there was a big bang. I felt like I'd become deaf. The window shattered and there was black smoke. I ran outside to see my son lying in a pool of blood. His clothes were torn apart and he was covered in dust and smoke. The problems all started years ago when I was working in a clinic, often treating women and girls who'd been raped by male relatives. I'd receive threatening letters and phone calls saying that they wanted to kill me. I'm not doing anything controversial, but I was targeted because I help women. Less than a month later, my 22-year-old brother was killed on his way to my house. They threw a grenade at him. I had to move. I've kept working, but the threats have followed me here. I'm always afraid something bad is about to happen, but I can't sit and do nothing. It doesn't matter where I am or what the cost is. As a doctor, I have a duty to help. These are not my words, but the story is true.